So I invite you to close your eyes and consider that you, as a magnificent human, you have something called intuition. And your intuition is the bridge to the other side of the veil, the bridge to your soul energy, the bridge to the Creator. And often a good place to connect with your intuition is to focus on the energy of your heart. Your heart has intelligence. And the intelligence of your heart is deeply connected with your intuition. And so as we focus on our heart energy, let us affirm that we wish to enhance our intuition. We wish to increase our intuition. With enhanced intuition, we will be able to discern artificial intelligence and its value and use to us. And with this enhanced intuition, let us now hear the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Enhanced intuition is the key to the theme of all of the channelings this month. This month, we have given the theme of peeling the onion. And in the last two channeling sessions in the last 2 weeks, we've had two subjects, and this week, another one, all about peeling the onion. Now, some of you have not been here for the other weeks, and I wish to then give you just a little, I would say, bring up on what that might mean. We've talked about many subjects for many years. We've had so many channelings about the same thing in different words, so that all of you might understand one principle: magnificence. That you have things that perhaps you don't know you have things. You're not even aware you have things that you have things. This is how thick that skin is on the onion. That onion is a metaphor for your consciousness, your subconsciousness, your awareness. It has so many aspects, and we're going to peel them slightly off. When we say slightly, we mean this. Wouldn't it be great if there was something to get to the core and you had to peel layers that you simply cut through all of them? Perhaps that will be achievable someday. But for now, those layers must peel off and make sense to you, layer by layer. One has to peel off, and you have to sit with it and understand it until another peels and another, until you get to a core truth that you never would have thought of, that you never would have gone to for one reason. You've learned what you've learned. And in that learning, there is no magnificence. I told you in the first session about my partner and how long it took for him to peel his onion of awareness and belief about the channeling that was occurring to him, even though it was occurring to him. Imagine a man who was receiving channeling, and every time he went into channel, he wondered whether it was real. And this is why it took 3 years for him to finally start to write a book. When the onion had been peeled in one area of his life, only one, that this was possible, that it wasn't what he thought when he started, that took a long time. The subject of this channel and this peeling of this onion is a subject that we have gone to many, many times, and that is, how strong is your consciousness when it comes to physical reality? Let me rephrase that. With your mind, can you change your reality. With your mind and your consciousness, can you change the things in front of you which you call your future? You've been told no. Most of humanity has even been told ridiculous, silly. You see, there's something called chance. And reality, you've been taught, is a series of things you walk through that have uncertainty and chance. You never know if you're going to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. So therefore, many people fear even going outside, going to the store, getting in the car. You never know what you don't know would not happen because of chance. Did you know that consciousness can change chance? Now, there have been some quantum experiments that really show this greatly, but that's at a level of experimentation. I want you to start peeling the onion of a reality that we have been giving you for many, many years. How you think can posture what happens next. Now, in this series of peeling the onion, there are going to be some specifics. This one is going to be specifics about controlling your path. I want you to start understanding something so that the onion might start being peeled. Is it possible that through that which you see in advance, perhaps through thinking about where you might be in the future, perhaps with affirmations, that you could actually posture what you do and what happens around you that you have considered to be chance? This is what we're talking about. This is starting to occur to masses of humanity. With other words, you're starting to see that principle actually given to you now, whereas 30 years ago, it was laughable. It has many names as you look at it. But the one that we want to say to you, the one that's pretty obvious, is that you can control your future. And you're going to say, how is that possible? Have you heard that law of attraction? That is a generic word being used, that you would attract the things to you that you can conceive of. Where did that come from? Why is it that that is on the minds of so many today? And that is because the magnificence that you have of a consciousness that is energy on the planet is being seen as something to create it. Number one, let's peel that onion. Your consciousness is not simply free thought in the ethers. It's energy. And energy creates things that you don't expect. What if instead of changing the future, which you don't believe you can do, what if instead you change where you walk so that you don't run into bad things in a future you cannot change? Do you see the difference? Start to pave your road and an energy that shines light on places that you move from left to right. Change where you go to create synchronicity so you won't be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're not changing the future of the planet or the future of what others will do. Instead, you're controlling your own headlight of where you might step or not step. That's the energy we're talking about of consciousness. I want you to start peeling that onion of belief in that. You can control your own reality. And that has so many layers, and we're getting to some of them. It's time to start peeling that onion, the onion of what you were told that lays upon you, what you were told you can do and cannot do that lays upon you. The things that you would roll your eyes at, perhaps yesterday, are the things that you're manifesting today. This is a new world. It's a world of awareness. You're starting to figure out what you can do and who you are. Peel that onion in your life and understand you are in control, dear one. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.